This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, February 13th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. GT on GOP budget plan. Senate votes on RFK Jr. today, and more tariffs are expected. Divided House Republicans set to move budget plan. House Republicans are moving forward with their proposed budget plan today that despite continued pushback from hardline conservatives. The draft budget resolution that the budget committee will debate today calls for $1.5 trillion in spending cuts and $4.5 trillion in tax cuts. Now take note, House Agriculture Committee would be directed to cut $230 billion over 10 years. Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson tells AgriPulse that would require reducing SNAP benefits, but he doesn't think the Senate would go along with a cut that size. Thompson says he wanted a lower number. But some members of the House Freedom Caucus don't think $1.5 trillion in cuts is enough. Representative Ralph Norman of South Carolina said he hopes to see another $500 billion in spending reductions added in committee. Another Freedom Caucus member, Representative Chip Roy of Texas, wants to repeal most, if not all, of the Inflation Reduction Act, which could eliminate the new 45Z tax credit for biofuels. Norman acknowledged that members from biofuel-heavy districts are trying to protect those incentives. He said, quote, nothing's been decided on that. The bottom line, we got to get to 218, and if we just get the other in Medicaid cuts, that will allow us to reach the goal. Now take note, Representative Zach Nunn of Iowa said the Biofuel Caucus has made it clear to leadership that cutting biofuel and sustainable aviation fuel incentives included in the IRA could be a red line for its members. RFK Jr. and Rollins set for Senate votes. Brooke Rollins and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. are set for Senate confirmation today. Rollins' nomination to be Ag Secretary hasn't been controversial, while RFK Jr. appears to have solidified the GOP support he needs to overcome solid Democratic opposition. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska said on social media yesterday that she would back Kennedy's nomination despite concerns about his vaccine skepticism. Levitt, reciprocal tariff announcement due today. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says Trump will unveil new reciprocal tariffs today ahead of a visit from the Indian Prime Minister. Trump said that a reciprocal tariff could see U.S. trade partners subjected to the same tariff rates they apply on U.S. exports. Very simply, it's if they charge us, we charge them, he said last weekend. Now take note, average U.S. tariffs on agriculture imports are lower than many of its trading partners. But Texas A&M University agriculture economist Luis Rivera tells AgriPulse that's how the U.S. keeps food prices down. Food prices in the U.S. as a percentage of disposable income are very low, Rivera says. We're really good at producing the products that we're good at producing. And then in the rest, we import, and we import with very low or no tariffs at all. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Senate Finance Committee advances Trump's USTR pick. The Senate Finance Committee approved Jameson Greer's nomination for U.S. Trade Representative 15 to 12 yesterday. Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island was the only Democrat to join Republicans on the committee in voting for Greer. Greer served as chief of staff to the USTR Robert Lighthizer in Trump's first term. Ranking Member Ron Wyden of Oregon and other committee Democrats said they fear Greer would, quote, rubber stamp Trump's tariff proposals. GAO faults Biden administration on SNAP bookkeeping change. Republicans in Congress and USDA seized on a Government Accountability Office report yesterday to criticize the Biden administration's management of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. GAO found that the way USDA recorded obligations under the program violates a law that requires agencies to record the full amount of their obligations against the funds that are available when those obligations are incurred. That point of obligation for SNAP benefits is when appropriations for such payments have been enacted and are available for obligation, not when USDA takes action as a part of the process to pay benefits. House Ag Committee spokesperson Ben Goldie said USDA had improperly used 2023 funds to cover 2024 benefits, creating, quote, a potential funding shortfall that could impact future recipients and force taxpayers to cover the gap. USDA Chief of Staff Kaylee Taketz-Buller also criticized the previous administration. She said in a statement, quote, the Trump administration will immediately correct this egregious action, making certain material weaknesses like this do not happen again. Take note, the GAO review was requested by former USDA Inspector General Phyllis Fong. Agency watchdogs, including Fong, sue over firings. Fong is among eight inspectors general who are suing Trump and several agency heads over their termination. In the lawsuit, the IGs say their removal violated federal law, which requires the president to notify Congress at least 30 days prior to removal and provide a substantive case-specific rationale. Take note, Fong received an email from White House Personnel Officer Director Sergio Gore alerting her of her termination on January 25th due to, quote, changing priorities. However, she returned to work 2 days later and conducted several meetings, quote, before USDA employees cut off her access to IT systems, took possession of her computer and phone, and deactivated her badge, the lawsuit states. It went on, quote, after 23 years of decorated service as USDA IG, she gathered her personal belongings and left the building. Here's today's final word. I'm actually counting on what normally happens. The Senate will moderate that. That House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson on the $230 billion spending cut his panel would be required to make under the House budget resolution. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, February 13th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nellie.